Just want to take a moment as we conclude tonight or this conference to just close it in a quick word, and I trust that will be the outcome of such a conference. It will be very unfortunate if you sat with us all day and you would leave this place the way you came. It will be very much unfortunate if the Word of God will not leave an impression upon your own soul. But there was a verse that was read, and I want to conclude with it and make a couple of announcements, and then we will continue further fellowship around the tables in the back to enjoy some supper, and then there's further fellowship by our brother Doug Wyman's house. But in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 25, that verse was mentioned, but I want to bring three verses. I trust that out of such an exercise and such a day, that these three attributes or aspects or features will be seen in your life and mine as we enjoy the scriptures today. And the Lord Jesus says, it is sufficient for the disciple to be like his teacher and for the bondman to be like his master. That is the standard that the Lord Jesus has every desire that will be seen in your life and mine. And the scripture says he gave us two things. He says a disciple and a bondman. And the difference is this. It's a very simple but yet profound. That the disciple is one that learns the scriptures. And the bondman is one that submits to them. It is not sufficient to be here today and just learn all these wonderful lessons and the discussions we had that the brethren that helped us along. That you and I have to leave this conference with the impression that we are not only disciples, but we are also servants, we don't want to be serpents, but we are servants that are also willing and going to live the way that we're going to submit ourselves to the scriptures that we have learned. That would be unfortunate if we just learn scriptures and we don't submit to them. The Lord Jesus said, it is sufficient to be like me. How is it that the Lord Jesus did these two things? The verse was presented to us from Isaiah chapter 50. And I just want to take one feature of it and move to the next verse because I really want to close in 2 minutes. 3 minutes. I want to bring the aspect of obedience. That it was morning by morning he awakened my ear to hear as the instructed, the one who is learning. One of the things that the Lord Jesus has to learn in his life, because it was foreign to him, right? We learned that from Hebrews chapter 5, that he had to learn obedience. And I don't want the brethren to stone me yet. But at the same time, you and me, we have to learn the same. You know why? Because of sin, we became, by birth, children of disobedience. Because we are the children of disobedience, then we have to learn this aspect of going back to creation where man had to obey the voice of God. Learning obedience. I just trust and pray that whatever you have heard today, we will obey the voice of the Lord and be conformed to the image of Christ. He was the obedient one. And you took these characters of discipleship, the disciple that will reflect this teacher, the servant that will reflect his master, that you and I might live today with the spirit of obedience. Obey the scriptures, please. You know what? We can talk about obeying your parents and we can talk about obeying authorities. But I can assure you this. If you obey the scriptures, you will obey every other authority that God has placed over you. The second verse that came to mind, I'm not going to turn to it, but in book of Acts chapter 11 verse 26... This was here, the Lord was talking about conformity to himself, but this might be seen in a private setting. But I would like to suggest to you, now we're going to leave. We are leaving. Some of us are going home, and some of us might stay till tomorrow and go to our own local testimonies, to our own neighborhoods, to our own homes. And in Acts chapter 11 and verse 26 it says, and disciples were first called Christians were in Antioch. They did not call themselves Christians. They were called Christians. And I would like to suggest to you that what a challenge it will be for you and for me as we have heard the Word of God expounded, and as we have heard wonderful, precious truths concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That once we have heard these things, that we will come to a point that it is not only us who will claim that I am conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus, it will be something that will display itself where others could say they were in the presence of the Lord Jesus. Having the claim of Christianity was not something that a believer stood up and said, I am a Christian. Christianity came into the picture because others have observed that there was a disciples, there were certain company that they resembled the Lord Jesus himself. I trust and I pray that out of such a conference, when we go back to our own neighborhoods and homes, we would resemble the Lord Jesus, where others could say, definitely, this person, this young sister, this young brother, was definitely with the Lord Jesus. Because you know why? He speaks the same language. He acts the same way. They were called Christians. I wonder when you go back to school and if you go to college and work, if really your peers, they know you as a Christian. They know you, there's something different about you. Well, I trust that they will notice that there's something different about you. So the disciples, to be conformed like the teacher, that conformity to be displayed before others, that others will notice. And you know what happened today? We have heard about a man by the name of Matthew, and we have heard that this is the disciple that we know of, that he made him a feast. And tomorrow, the Lord's Day, it might be an occasion where we make much of Christ. We make much of Christ. And there is a verse that I want to bring that other thought that will be the really the desire of our own hearts, that you will come out with this place having the Lord Jesus in such a place, and that is in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 7. You know that I always speak to my own souls that it doesn't say that Christians came together to break bread. Never. It is always says, and the disciples came together to break bread. It was individuals that counted the cost. Individuals that understood that Christianity is not cheap. You know, when we say Christians, because everybody claims Christianity nowadays, and everybody breaks bread, you make it cheap. Because why? Because there's only professors. There is those that were born into the privilege of being Christian, and then they can break bread and remember the Lord, right? They think of it of that line. But the scripture says the disciples came together to break bread. It is those that have counted the cost, because they understood one principle, that salvation is free, but discipleship is costly. It is that individual that made the final assessment, that it is costly to walk with Christ, that I will remember the Lord. Which day? Which day was it? The first day of the week. Listen, I'm going to close with this. I trust that out of such a day, the Lord Jesus will be the preeminent one in your life. That the whole opening of the week starts with Christ. That he will have the first place in your life and mine. Because that's what matters here in this scene. It is not the fooling around. And it's not moving the watch with the sun reflection to distract others that are looking at the ceiling. This is not it. This is man's foolishness. But you know what it is? It is those individuals that have counted the cost and that have decided, I'm going to obey the voice of the Lord. I'm going to be conformed into his image. And I'm going to give Christ Jesus the first place in my own life. And I trust that this is the place you're going to give him. Maybe we came short. We have heard that. But God in his grace and mercy always gives us a fresh start, always gives us another opportunity to walk closer with Him once more. So may it be so for His name's sake. And please, don't be spectators when you go back to the local testimony. Let us trust the Lord that He will work in your soul and mind, where we might be participants, we might be those that will bring a new flavor, added flavor, to your local testimony and to ours. And I'm sure Joey will close with some final announcements.